Welcome to Love the Life You Live, where we bring you information and interviews with artists, authors, thought leaders, influencers, and business leaders who will add meaning and value to your life. I'm your host, John Hilton, principal attorney at the Terabella Law Group and managing partner at J. Keller Management Consulting. This is where you will want to tune in every Saturday morning at 11:30 to discover the local artists and authors who bring us the beauty of art and culture, how to explore the depths of your potential, how to get your mindset said about money fully aligned with your heart, and how to build the legacy you want to leave your family and friends, how to break old patterns of behavior that may be holding you back from the life you could be living, and how to find the freedom to love the life you live today. Now today we're going to be talking with Tamara Dillon, and Tamara is an independent Medicare planner, and you're going to discover today why it's so important to work with someone like Tamara who is able to truly assess and analyze your particular situation and everything that's going on in your life, what kind of meds you're on, what kind of health care you may need today, what kind of health care you may need in the future, and why working with an independent Medicare planner like Tamara can really get you the exact Medicare plan that you need. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Tamara, and we're going to get started with our conversation. So, Tamara, welcome. And before we get started, let's just have you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your experience and how you got involved in Medicare planning.
Okay, I'm Tamara Dillon. I've grown up in southern Arizona. I've lived in Tucson most of my life. And after my husband passed away, I had to make a big change, and I became an insurance agent. I knew I needed a better job. I thought if I just worked really hard that I could make what I was doing work. And clearly it wasn't working. And I stumbled into it by accident. I went to a bank to apply for a job, and they said, you're going to need an insurance license. And then I got to thinking, I'll check it out. And I did. And I became an insurance agent. It was a very steep learning curve. And ultimately, I quit my old job and struck out on what I thought was became very personal to me. My husband died without life insurance. And I found out that we could have had a good life insurance policy that we could have afforded. And instead, we had nothing. And I had to give up a lot. And my children had to give up a lot, but we made it work.
And but now you don't just do life insurance, right? You've expanded.
Right. So when you start doing insurance, you get a license that may cover a number of different things. And so my license is life and health. And so I do life insurance, different types of life insurance, dental. I do annuities for retirement planning, for just accumulation, for income streams. And I also do Medicare. I do a lot of Medicare plans of different types. And I actually have clients as far as Alaska.
So Tamara, you mentioned that you do Medicare planning. I'd like to explore that a little bit more. What does that look like, and how does that benefit your clients?
Okay, I think Medicare planning is really critical, especially for people who are retirement planning, or maybe a spouse is still working. And there's a number of different types of Medicare plans. And my job is to match people with the right Medicare plan to give them the benefits, the co-pays, the access to the doctors that they want to see, maybe particular types of treatments. So if someone wanted to go to Mayo Clinic, for example, for cancer treatment or a transplant, I know which type of Medicare plan I would put them on versus someone who is maybe very healthy and wants to see all their doctors locally here in Tucson.
So if I don't think I need to go to a cancer treatment center, but I'm on a certain plan, and then later I find out I do, can I change plans?
The Medicare supplement that lets you have access to Mayo Clinic is the only underwritten plan that we have. And so there's only certain times in which you can obtain that plan. One is when you're turning 65, or if you've moved into a different service area where you're out of network from your old plan, or if you have a regular, what we call Medicare Advantage or HMO PPO plan, there's plenty of really good oncologists and cancer hospitals that are local that will fit within your network. But some people want to choose, for example, to go to the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio. When I know that, at the time that they're able to get on Medicare for the first time, we try to put them on that type of plan so that they can go to those very specific places.
Sounds like there's a lot to really think about when you reach the age where you're thinking that you want to apply for Medicare. There are some decisions that had to be made at that time that are fairly critical.
I think there is. And oftentimes people are swayed by the fact here in Pima County, a lot of the Medicare plans are a zero premium plan with co-pays, and that is really fantastic. And then they look at the Medicare supplement that would allow them to go anywhere in the United States to Mayo Clinic or Cleveland Clinic, and they see it's a monthly premium, and they think, why should I pay that? Because we're forecasting into the future. And if you've figured out that you're going to have a very specific retirement plan with a very set amount of income, the advantage of the Medicare supplement is you know exactly what your medical costs are going to be for the year because it's your monthly premium. On the HMO PPO side, even though you have a zero monthly premium, then you're faced with a max out of pocket for a higher dollar amount, which doesn't really allow for you to plan financially, but it's still a very good plan.
And that's where you come in, is in helping the client determine which is the most beneficial plan for them, given their financial situation, their health, and all of that.
Exactly. And part of that plan is doing an analysis of the prescription drugs that they take, because that can add a huge cost factor. Someone maybe doesn't go to the doctor very often, so they're not worried about doctor copays, but they take some expensive medications. So we want to compare plans and see what their best out-of-pocket cost is going to be. And surprisingly enough, I have some low-income people who are on the Medicare supplement because the supplement premium costs them less than all the doctor's visit copays and treatment copays that they use every month. So they're money ahead.
What about a client who has been on Medicare for a few years and feels like they didn't make a good choice when they first enrolled? Do they have any options?
Sure. The nice thing about Medicare is every year from October 15th through December 7th, they can choose to opt into a different HMO PPO plan. They also have a one-time opportunity to change that plan from January 1st to March 31st. Also, during the annual enrollment starting in October, they can choose to apply for a Medicare supplement. Maybe they've decided that I would really like to be able to go somewhere else, or we're going to be traveling, or we're going to be living somewhere else 6 months out of the year. And so what we do at that time is we do an application and we submit it to underwriting. And underwriting checks with the Medical Information Bureau, which is like the credit history of your health. And we do a determination as to whether they will accept you as a beneficiary. I do have one carrier that is more lenient. And so if somebody has some difficulties with some medical issues, then we'll look to that particular carrier. And we always try to bear in mind that we want to keep our costs down. But sometimes the costs, for example, chemotherapy on an HMO plan can add up. And our premium on the Medicare supplement oftentimes can be less than, for the whole year, less than what the chemo or radiation would be on the HMO plan. I really like to do an in-depth analysis of their drugs, their medical concerns, their favorite doctors, maybe talk a little bit about their family health history. Did they have concerns about Alzheimer's? And speaking of Alzheimer's, one of the things that you really want to do if you have concerns is get the proper insurances in place, because some policies, once you have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's and an Alzheimer's medication in your file, they're not going to accept you as a beneficiary.
You're listening to Love the Life You Live with your host, John Hilton. You know, none of us wants to think about our parents ever having to be in a long-term care community. But the truth is, no long-term care resident is ever there by choice. Typically, a parent will find themselves in long-term care due to an accident or illness that incapacitates them, requiring round-the-clock nursing care that we, as their children, are neither capable of nor trained to deliver. Obviously, long-term care is not what we want for our parents. But what if the worst should happen? Did you know that in Arizona, the average cost of nursing home care is almost $100,000 per year, and Medicare does not cover the cost of long-term care? So without proper planning, your parents could lose their home and entire life savings paying for long-term care. In my upcoming webinar, 5 Easy Steps to Prepare Your Parents for Long-Term Care While Protecting Their Assets, I will show you how to help your parents plan for the possibility of long-term care and legally protect their assets from the government in the process. Simply go to www.terabellalaw.com/LTC to register for the next scheduled webinar. That's terabellalaw.com/LTC. Or call our office at 520-428-1188. And tell them you heard about this invaluable webinar on the radio. This all really sounds like interesting work. It sounds to me like you've got interesting clients. They all come to you with various life situations and scenarios. What makes this work most interesting to you?
I think it's the aspect of I meet new people all the time. And then I meet a lot of people who have been referred to me. They've come to me from my other clients. Or we find out that we know the same people, or we have the same interests. And oftentimes I end up doing whole families. And so you really become not just the insurance agent that helped me with my Medicare. You become a friend of the family. And then they call and they say, my brother and sister live in another state and they need help. Or my cousin's daughter is having trouble and we need to get her some health insurance while she's going to college. So it really mixes things up all the time, which makes it very interesting. Plus, the government tends to change some of the rules about how you can do certain types of insurance, different plans, different restrictions. And so it's like a jigsaw puzzle. And I get all these pieces, and then I get to try to put them together and get the best results for my client possible. And I have some really great resources that I can call and say, hey, I have this person, and this is what we're trying to achieve. And sometimes we come up with stuff that I didn't even know about. And then I get to tell this to my client and say, here's what we're going to do and why we're going to do it. And then I'm going to make sure that you have all the information. And then also, too, especially if it's an elderly couple or an elderly person, I'll say, let's make sure we have this all down and that your adult children understand what we're doing and why you have it. Obviously with their authorization, so that if something happens, they know they can call me and say, mom's in the hospital. I don't know what her insurance is. And I can tell them everything.
Yeah, that to me, and I find this in my own practice dealing with estate planning and elder law, bringing the whole family in on the conversation just really seems to make a total difference in how the planning proceeds and everyone's peace of mind and sense of knowing exactly what's going on, especially as our parents get older and the reality of them needing some kind of intervention. It just makes so much sense to bring the rest of the family, the adult children, and have them be a part of that process.
Absolutely. I think for people who are turning 65 and getting on Medicare, people who are already on Medicare, your Medicare plan is not just about going to the doctor and having it cost you less money than before you were on Medicare. It can be a real stress reliever for your family. They want to know that you're getting the best possible care, especially if you go into an assisted living community. If you've had a stroke, how much therapy can you get? And so you're not really just doing this for you. You're doing this for those people who are going to be supporting you. And I tell a lot of my clients, give your adult kids and their children the opportunity to do nice things for you in helping you out, because you did a lot of nice things for them and they'll appreciate it. But we've got to have a really good foundation. And fortunately, I've done work with assisted living communities, independent living communities, and I know a lot of people. So I have resources and I know how to work with the nurses. What are the expectations? Where do their prescription drugs get filled? And who is going to come in and do therapies and doctor's visits or nurse practitioner's visits in their particular community?
Hey, if you have questions about any of the material we've talked about today, or if you would like for me to address a specific question that you have on the air, drop me a line, john@lovethelifeyoulive.law. That's john@lovethelifeyoulive.law. So drop me a line, email me, let me know what you think, let me know if you have any questions, and if there's a question you want me to address on the air, let me know, and I'd love to bring it up and share it with the rest of the audience. I was driving down the street the other day, and I saw this little storefront, and a hand-painted sign above the door that said Medicare. And it just got me thinking, I was like, how there's so many people out there who are Medicare planners, or how does someone choose a Medicare planner, and what specifically makes you different from all the other people in your field doing the same thing?
I think what makes me different is I like to see how we're going to apply whatever Medicare plan we choose to everyday life. How is it going to be applied to what's going on in their life? Do they travel? Are they waiting for money to come in that's not going to be available for a certain number of years? How is this going to affect their overall retirement? Or if they're still working, where does that put them in the position with their employer or their spouse? How much money are they going to have to pay for a non-Medicare plan? So I want to do the full picture. And I think the best way to do that is to really take the time to get to know somebody. And I always tell them, look, don't feel obligated to do a plan with me because we may not gel. Well, most of the time we do. But the fact that almost all of my clients came to me as a referral from one of my other clients, they feel a little more at ease. And so it's funny, I'll have a whole circle of friends and they'll call me up and they'll say, hey, you need to be calling Miss Sellen because I think she needs to change her plan. It's very funny. But it's the same thing when you look for maybe somebody to do your taxes. You have to know that this is very important to people. They need to see the doctors that they need to see. They need to get the prescriptions that they need. And it may not always be cut and dried like opening up a book. There's just so much more to it.
What you just described to me is really, I think, the same thing that I get when I work with clients, you know, that sense of appreciation. You love it when a client refers somebody else to you because you really feel like you must have done a really good job for that client, for them to want their friends or their family to come and work with you. What are the values that guide you in what you do, and how do those show up in your work every day?
I think the value is knowing that I've been in some really tough situations. And now that I've had a number of years to think back and look for myself first, how would I have wanted to be treated or had things done for or helped? And to think that now I can be in that position to help somebody where they thought they couldn't get any help. And so the value to me is that I can create something of value for them, whether it's a conversation or a plan or just a relationship, that they know that you're out there. And if they don't need to talk to me all year, they know that I'm still there and they can still pick up the phone and call me and say, I just heard this. I just saw somebody said my Medicare is changing and I got to call them right away and I'm calling you. And I said, don't worry, we've got this.
You know, none of us wants to think about our parents ever having to be in a long-term care community. But the truth is, no long-term care resident is ever there by choice. Typically, a parent will find themselves in long-term care due to an accident or illness that incapacitates them, requiring round-the-clock nursing care that we, as their children, are neither capable of nor trained to deliver. Obviously, long-term care is not what we want for our parents. But what if the worst should happen? Did you know that in Arizona, the average cost of nursing home care is almost $100,000 per year, and Medicare does not cover the cost of long-term care? So without proper planning, your parents could lose their home and entire life savings paying for long-term care. In my upcoming webinar, 5 Easy Steps to Prepare Your Parents for Long-Term Care While Protecting Their Assets, I will show you how to help your parents plan for the possibility of long-term care and legally protect their assets from the government in the process. Simply go to www.terabellalaw.com/LTC to register for the next scheduled webinar. That's terabellalaw.com/LTC. Or call our office at 520-428-1188 and tell them you heard about this invaluable webinar on the radio. You know, Tamara, just speaking with you, it sounds like you are doing the kind of work and you're doing it from the place in your heart where you're doing this from a place of giving and joy and wanting to help other people. And it seems like to me that a lot of the listeners out there may be interested in talking to you about their own Medicare planning. And I think that'd be a great idea to, you know, talk to Tamara and just find out, what can she do for you? It sounds like she's just really got this thing together. She's able to put together, you know, plans based on what you need, not just now, but what she anticipates your needs are going to be. So, Tamara, how should our listeners get in touch with you if they want to set up an appointment and come talk to you or to speak with you over the phone or meet with you through whatever means are available?
I have 2 phone numbers. I have a home phone, which is my home office, which is 520-664-9011, or they can call my cell, 520-221-0965.
Okay, so let me just repeat that. You can reach Tamara at her home office, 520-664-9011, or you can call or text Tamara on her cell phone at 520-221-0965. If you prefer, you can get a hold of Tamara through her email at Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A, at desertlifeplan.com. Did you know that an online will could leave your family in court in conflict with one another?
Hi, this is John Hilton, principal attorney at the Tarabella Law Group. I'm the attorney your family calls after you die and they discover your will has left them at the mercy of the court. If you want to learn more, join me for my free online workshop, The 5 Most Important Decisions You Should Make to Protect Your Family Now and Forever. Head on over to www.willsworkshop.com to register for this free workshop or call us at 520-428-1188.
Thank you for joining me on Love the Life You Live. This is John Hilton. I invite you to join me next week, Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for more of the thought leaders, the business people, the artists, the authors who will bring you more meaning and joy to your life so that you can truly love the life you live.
Welcome to Love the Life You Live, where we bring you information and interviews with artists, authors, thought leaders, influencers, and business leaders who will add meaning and value to your life. I'm your host, John Hilton, principal attorney at the Tarabella Law Group and managing partner at J. Keller Management Consulting. This is where you will want to tune in every Saturday morning at 11:30 to discover the local artists and authors who bring us the beauty of art and culture, how to explore the depths of your potential, how to get your mindset about money fully aligned with your heart, and how to build the legacy you want to leave your family and friends, how to break old patterns of behavior that may be holding you back from the life you could be living, and how to find the freedom to love the life you live today.